Blog Talk Radio.
Hold on. The number is 563-999-3658 if you guys want to call in. Hold on. We still pay for it, but, bitch, it don't be working that well. If y'all want to call in and give your thoughts, you can. If not, we'll call it a night. But, girl, I had to give you guys that. Do you guys want to call in and give your thoughts? Okay, if we don't get any calls, I'm getting out of here. Okay, we got a call. It's been a minute. 1028, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Hey, talk to me.
Hello? Hi.
Can you hear me?
I think Tasha K. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi. I think Tasha K is a jive turkey man because, like, she's just cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Like, I see exactly what she's doing. She's trying to gain sympathy from Cardi B to keep from paying her, and that's just... And
well, hold on. Not only is she trying to gain sympathy, you got to catch the play here. Not only is she trying to gain sympathy from Cardi B, she's trying to gain sympathy from her 1 million followers on her platform, because then she's the black woman, natural hair, looking a mess, crying, and the Latino woman is the woman who took her down. And so now we'll think, well, look at Tasha K was vulnerable. She finally apologized. Cardi B, you're still going to be the big, bad, mean wolf and take her to court? You hate black women. You caught black women roaches. Look it. Tasha K apologized. Everybody feel bad for Tasha K now. That's what it's not just to Cardi B. It's to the public as well. And in the in hopes almost that the public turn against Cardi B.
Mm-hmm.
See the nasty, dirty, nasty motherfucker. Thanks, Bill.
I just wanted to call in.
Okay, bye. Okay, 5947, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Tasha K is a weirdo. You're a cokehead. Nikki's a cokehead. Fuck you, faggot.
Thank you. Love you. Okay, 5176, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
What's going on?
Let me tell you something. You are absolutely right. Tasha K, the rebrand is canceled. Nobody is going to buy it. I see exactly what she's trying to do, and I think it's nasty to her core. That is so manipulative, and I hope Cardi B does not fall for it.
Like, don't you think that it's really creepy that she's trying to correlate? Like, I thought that was weird, the story of her mom and the molester, then to tie in Cardi B at the end like that. That was really weird. And that's what made
that's
me feel like...
That's manipulation.
Yeah.
And it's insidious, because what it does is it's like a play for sympathy. And just like you said, she's hoping that the tide is going to turn. And it's like, oh, she humbled herself. Oh, she's so sad. Oh. No. Witch, rebrand canceled. You're the same nasty woman who will drag her every chance she gets. In the moment Cardi gets off her neck, you know what she's doing? Dragging, laughing, and I'm not here for it.
Period. Thanks, boo. Have a good one.
Bye.
Let me get Tisha Matt. Oh, first of all, let me shout out my girl right here for the $50 super chat. The Lee Williams Show says, "Happy birthday, Cardi. You did it, sis. There's no room for fake news. Shame on you, Tasha K." Period. Tisha Mack says, let me get Tisha Mack. What's going on, Tisha? Talk to me.
Hey, Armand. Okay, so first off, everything you said, 1,000% correct. But I had to super chat my way to the top just to tell you that I absolutely 1,000% love you. You're like my brother, best friend in my head.
Mm-hmm.
You're everything. This was triggering, but you are so funny. You're funny, and I just wish you was on TV. I wish you had a show 5 days a week because you are hilarious. When she said, Cardi B, I love you, and that face you made when you were saying, what the F, my stomach was hurting. I was laughing so hard. So I know you're going through some changes. I know your page is going through some changes, but
yeah.
I would just love to have more of you. I love the lives. I love your reactions to everything, and you are amazing. I'm just praying that God continue to bless you on your journey, and that's all
Thank
I have
you.
To say. But everything you said about her was right. But you just want you to know that you're just great and you're funny, and The YouTube streets need you, Armand.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. Okay. Let me see. Who else are we taking? Okay. 7639, you're live on the air.
Oh, my gosh. Armand, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello? Okay.
Yes.
Oh, I love you. Anyway, whoever in the chat, push out 35 cents for them nappy head kids, period.
Okay.
So this is what I'm trying to say. So Tasha K, that was so calculated. She only tried to do this long, drawn-out story so she can still talk about Cardi B without being detected. I text her all this stuff talking about, I text her, I love you, and I'm so nervous, but I love you. This is what I really want to say. She texts Cardi B only to bring out the story to try to make Cardi B look bad. She wanted to talk about the story, but she felt like she was just under too much pressure. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really just want
to
drag
her,
but
talk,
she wanna try
no,
to...
No, you really just wanted to talk about that story. You needed an angle.
Yeah.
That's what she did.
You needed an angle so she can come out with it. But, yes, I definitely love you. I'm like the caller prior, too, because every day I'm like, where's my friend? I'm definitely looking for my friend every day, but I understand your position, and I wish you the best. I know I'm super nervous. I've been watching you for like 2 years, and I never got on. And I was over here.
Girl,
like,
it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. The new situation is coming. It's gonna be a little different, but it's still gonna be a good time. I'm telling you. One thing I'll tell you this: if you know me, bitch, the next move we make, y'all gonna get your life. Y'all gonna be like, okay, bitch, it was worth it.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna get your life
already.
All right. Thanks, boo.
I love you. Thank you.
Love you too. Bye. And so we could do more. We can do more lives as long as y'all crowdfund them. You know what I mean? That's the only reason why, because it's like, girl, I haven't done lives because I make way more not doing lives. And then people are subscribing more because they like the shorter content. And it's like people can pick their topics. So in the analytics, I could see people like to pick their topics. So where the views look lower, it adds up later. And especially with the subscribers, like, we're at almost 2 million views for the year. I mean, for the month. And, like, we're up subscribers. If you notice, we're about to hit 180. Actually, if you have not subscribed to the channel, subscribe right now. We're on the road to 200K. You know, when we were doing lives, we weren't growing like that. So, it changed. But anyway, 9942, you live on the air.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, my God, I'm on. That's crazy.
You are on.
Yeah,
what's going on? Talk to me. What you thought about that?
All right, this is all I want to say. It's only one problem. It's that Tasha K is ill, and something hasn't been chemically imbalancing in her brain since forever. So until she, like, talks to someone and, like, get on meds, then, like, she'll never be okay. Like, she's sick. Like, that's it. I just feel like she's narcissistic, definitely. And, like, everybody on the outside can see that she's manipulative, but she doesn't. You know what I mean? She's sick. Like, she's ill. Like, that's it.
That's the other part, though. I just feel like, you know, like you're saying, she's sick, and so she doesn't see it. But because she's so nasty,
no,
it's hard for me to feel bad for her.
No. I can't because she doesn't wish well on anybody. She can never, if she's different, like, it's there's people who do bad things and then there's, like, there's evil people. You know what I mean? Like, it's deeper. Like, she's garbage, she's trash as a human being. Like,
yes, absolutely. All of that. Yes. Disgusting, despicable, worthless, nothing. All of that. Thanks, boo.
It.
Love you. Okay. Let's keep going. You guys know we have to kick this inner. We cannot do these unhinged lives. Will only these have to be like very sporadic, girl. Like once we get into the new circuit, bitch, we can't do this no more. All right, 7172. Hey, Bianca, talk to me.
Hey, Armand, it's been a minute since I called, but I had to call in for this show and support you because you've been on your thing. Like this week alone, the entertainment factor with you has been through the roof, okay?
Thank you.
So I had to deposit, you know, a little coin there. But as
Thank
far
you.
As the subject, Tasha, you know, I've been following you for years. You know, I've been a fan of yours for years, and I've been on the station heads and everywhere with you,
mm-hmm.
and I've seen you guys try to talk things out several times. So I trust you. Like when you say she's unhinged, she's not right. You know what I'm saying? She's crazy. I trust you because you've had firsthand experience several times with her, and also because I've watched it. You know, I am a Cardi fan. I'm not a secret. You know, that's not a secret. But just seeing, like, how she really manipulates people, like how you said with the narrative about black women being victims, I like that you do bring that to the forefront and you're not afraid to say it because I know it's easy for you to get attacked for that because you're not
mm-hmm.
a black woman, right? Like, so, but the fact that you don't shy away from calling it out when it happens, I appreciate it because that's what she does. She tries to mobilize us behind her just because she's a black woman. But you being a black woman does not absolve you from accountability. Being mean and nasty and manipulative and just downright dirty with people is not right. And just because you're a black woman, I'm not standing behind that just because the other woman is not African-American. Are you crazy? Well,
mm-hmm.
well I guess she is. But,
yeah, she is. But, she is. She is. She is.
She is. And, like, honestly, I don't follow her. Like, I'm the type of person, I don't like to, I don't hate watch people. Like, I just, when I don't like you, I don't pay attention to you. But I follow you. So when you posted about the live, I was like, okay, I got to go over there and see what's going on. And when I saw what was going on, it was kind of scary, to be honest, because she, as much as I've seen her myself doing stuff, I still started to feel sympathy for her, Armand, and I felt crazy. It's that,
mm-hmm.
I guess that's what gaslighting people do to you or whatever, but I started to feel like, man, maybe she saw the light. Maybe she's, you know, coming to something, but then she started throwing shade at Cardi, like, oh, well, you know, you came up and you was ugly, and you did it, and I'm like, girl, it's still there. I don't know what I was thinking. Never mind. You trash.
Absolutely. And I just thought that it was weird to just incorporate Cardi B into your life story like that.
Yeah, well, because she was spinning a narrative, right? She wanted to gain that sympathy of what happened to her throughout childhood and growing up. And then she wanted to, you know, make people feel like, well, gosh, Cardi, if you had a heart, you would care, right, that this woman has gone through all this and this is why she attacked you, not because she's a bad person. So now she's mobilizing her fans in a different way to try to get to Cardi. So now it's not an overt attack. It's a defend Tasha attack. You see what I'm saying? Like it's not an attack, but it's a plead for sympathy kind of thing that she's trying to do. That's why she did that.
And what do you think Cardi B should do?
Cardi B should, well, you know what? I ain't going to cuss. You've been on one, but I'm not going to do it. But Cardi B should ignore her, like not acknowledge it at all. I guess she said that she saw that Cardi read the message or whoever's in Cardi's Instagram controlling it right now, read it, but that should be the end of it. Don't shade, don't send those subliminals on Twitter. Like, just leave her where she's at because silence does kill people. And I noticed that when Cardi was quiet, people started to notice that, hey, Cardi's not always the problem when it comes to these other female rappers or their fan bases. The general public was starting to see, like, wow, people are really bothering with this girl, and she's not bothering anybody. So if Cardi could just learn to leave stuff and be quiet, let your fans fight these people, let the general public, let even people like Academic, who is not even a fan, you, a person that is objective, let those people do it. Don't you do it, because people will not understand, and they will not care when it comes from Cardi herself.
Thank you. Love you, Bianca.
Thank you, Armand.
Have a good night. Okay, let me take a couple more, and then we're going to get up out of here. All right, 4934, you live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
Hey, but my Gemini twin, listen.
Period.
I want you to know I'm on my way to the damn hospital messing with you.
Why? Don't do that shit. You ain't the only one that needs
no,
to be on their way there. Fine.
I bust my stitches.
Well, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Because all I
oh
can
my
see
God.
Is you turning your ass around and looking at that wall.
Oh, my.
And putting your head down.
Oh, my God.
And lifting it up.
Wow.
Everything just seems so forced. Okay?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So forced. I couldn't take her seriously if I tried. I just couldn't. I'm sorry.
You know why you can't? Because it's just like, even if you wanted to, it's just like you're so net. We've seen how vile you get, and not even just with Cardi B, just in general with everybody, and how Tasha Kay has this air about her as she can't be touched. She can't be beat. She can't be humbled. So it's like when you try to do this, people just feel like, girl, this is not real. And then it almost comes into you crying and you tearing up and you doing this, almost like you want people to view you as a person and not a product. But you view celebrities
as
a product. No one can see you as a person because you don't treat people like people. You treat people like products. So people are going to treat you like a fucking product.
I am in so much pain.
Oh, my God. You need to really
Yo,
stop playing.
I bust like 4 stitches. I can't. I said, if my mom don't take me and it's my first time calling and I've been watching him for half in a day, we going to fight.
Oh, my. Girl, it sound like you already been fighting. You got stitches and shit. Why the fuck you got stitches?
Honey, no. I had to have emergency surgery, unfortunately, because my stomach muscle ruptured.
Okay.
And
well, girl, you definitely
I'm
don't
greedy.
Need to
I'm a foodie. I'm
game.
Small. I still model,
okay.
But at the same time, I like to eat. Don't be taking my damn food from me.
Oh, so you was eating. So you was eating and bust a damn stomach muscle. You need to stop.
Yeah.
And now you laughing and busting.
And
the
now, unfortunately, I came from me carrying my babies too. My muscle was weak.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
Yeah, well, but I seen somebody in your chat also said something about she might need They feel like she might, because she started apologizing to Storm or Rome or everyone else, that they think she might, you know, off herself.
No, I did see with Storm or Rome. Shout out to Storm or Rome. I love Storm or Rome. Shout out to him. So I did see where she was trying to apologize to Storm, but I called him quickly, and I said, hey.
Don't you accept it.
Because the thing is, that was when she was unhinged with Joe Budden. The problem is, Tasha K has finally realized that, girl, the industry, you are blackballed. You will always be independent. You will always be having to make those low-budget Nigerian films on your app because people are not fucking with you. You know what I'm saying?
Not the low-budget
like,
Nigerian films.
And so she needed some allies. She needed some allies, and she thought Stormin was weak enough to be an ally with her. What are you doing?
I can't. I'm over here crying. Oh, my God.
You have to relax.
I can't. Yo, you are, when I say you are my brother, dead right. Like, we are twins. We don't have the same birthday, but we are definitely Geminis. When I tell you we clocked tea and let it out,
yes.
We clocked tea and let it out. I said, if you don't get it, because if you look in the chat, I'm the one that nobody can pronounce their name. I've been in your chat forever. It's Nahi. It's N-E-J-I-E. But I was like,
okay.
Baby. I was like, I'm going to hurt Armand.
my dogs
looking at me like they're crazy.
This is crazy.
Yes. Oh, yeah, but I'm getting
but listen,
off
get to
I
the
can't.
Doctor. And get. Yeah, I love you. Thanks for the support, but we're going to take
some
more. Love you. Bye. Okay, 4468, you live on the air. Talk to me.
Hey, Armand.
What's going on?
Nothing. I just, you know, had to deposit my check because I fucking love you or whatever.
Please
but,
deposit your check. Love that for us.
Yes. Tell them to cut their cookies up. We need more than $5, pal. But anyway,
I'll take 35 cents. I ain't mad.
Look, period. What I want to know, I got a quick question. And I'm not going to, you know, I love you. This coming from a good place. But do you be talking about Tasha K because you low-key jealous? Or that's just what it is? Like, let me know.
No, I think I – what would I have to – let's talk about it. Who are you jealous of for Tasha K?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, no.
Cause it's
so
like,
I don't really talk. I don't talk. No. So that's a good question. But I don't talk about Tasha K because I'm jealous of her. Because here's the idea. I would never be jealous of a person. That's like me saying I'm jealous of T.S. Madison. And I'm not. T.S. Madison was on my vision board. I looked up to her. She was doing very well. I aspired to be like her. When I got into this game, I liked Tasha K, what she was doing. And so I wanted her to be my mentor. I'm never jealous of a person that I see that I want to learn from because I see that you're in front of me. Like, in my world, like, I'm lit. You know what I'm saying? And I'm really that guy for real. But my mom has always taught me something, and I'm starting to learn even the older I get. I don't always want to be the dopest in my friend group. So I got some boys that's really bad, like get more attention than me. But it helps me step my look up. You know what I'm saying? I need friends that have more money than me. I'm not going to hate on them because they're going to show me some shit that I don't know. So the thing is for me, I love being, I want to, you know, my man, you have more than me, so you can show me something because the only way you grow as a person is if you're around people that are doing better than you in some areas. I don't mind being great, but I want to be around people that have more money than me, that are smarter than me, that have more followers than me because they can take me to the next level. If I'm the smartest, the cutest, the best in the room, I'm not growing. On top of the fact, Tasha K is a woman, a 40-year-old woman with kids. I'm a whole 35-year-old gay man. We do not compete because we don't compare. I can't do what she does. She can't do what I do. So I'm never competing with a woman, first of all, because I can't do what they do and a woman can't do what I do. So to answer your question is, no, I'm not jealous of her because I wanted her to be my mentor. I don't like her because she's a liar. And she's lied on me and tried. And then thank you for bringing that point up. And what she did, even in this, she projected on me and tried to make it seem like, oh, for 29 days, you were looking for my validation. You were looking to attach yourself to me. You wanted me to be your mother. Nah, bitch, that's what you want from Cardi B. But you tried to put that shit on me like I wanted that from you. I don't want that from you. You'll never see me sending Tasha K a message like she sent Cardi B. It's fuck you and it's fuck you for life, bitch.
Well, period. That's all. I just wanted to shake the table and make sure.
Yes, 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 yes. Thank
you. Love you all, man. Good night.
Love you too. No, we can keep it real. Okay. Oh, wait, hold on. 0747. Okay, let me see. Uh, 0747, you live on the air.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so what I appreciate about Tasha K admitting that she actually loves Cardi is that I hope that it just sets a new trend because I feel like a lot of people want to love Cardi B, but they have the same ego issues. So they cling to like any random excuse to validate. They'll be like, oh, well, she's Latin, so like I can't love her. Or like, oh, 6 years ago, Kanye said she was a plant, so I can't love her. It's just like they find the weirdest of excuses instead of putting their ego down and realizing they love Cardi B. They love what she has brought to the industry. They love her videos. They love that she gives looks, but they just can't admit it. So I just basically want to say I hope this Tasha K thing, like, sets a trend and lets a lot of people know, like, it's okay to love Cardi.
Period. Thanks, boo.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. So I think that we have arrived. She tried to say I was jealous of her, too. Should I call Storm? I want to know what he thinks. He's probably going to go live, too. Let me call this motherfucker since he's in here. I'm about to call you right now since you in here, Negro. Let me see. You better answer the phone since you up. I'm about to call you. You know you can't pop up in my chat because I'll call you. I'm unhinged today. I'm on my retarded shit. I'm on my retarded Tasha K. Let me call you to the phone. This is me. Hello?
Your ass is crazy. You know that, right?
Why? You know you can't pop up in my chat because I will call your bitch ass.
No, I already know. No. You nigga, you have had me dying on the floor for like
I can't wait to see your video.
Your live.
I don't know. Like,
oh, you already know.
Minutes.
No, you already know I'm going to break it down. But listen, So somebody that's not woke, they're going to fall for it. And I get it. And y'all be sheep and whatever the fuck. But at the end of the day, there was no sincerity. It was not genuine. Those were not real fucking tears. Those are not real fucking tears. And anybody that's spiritual can see the dark entities floating in the fucking room.
Yeah. And my thing is, so somebody brought you up and they said she messaged you and tried to say and apologize. I remember you did a live on that. And I remember I called you like, don't you fucking do it. Oh, did he leave? Oh, well, I guess he gone. Yeah, got him the fuck on out of here. Let me see. Well, I guess Storm Monroe is gone. He said what he said. Y'all can go follow Storm Monroe. He's probably going to break it down on his channel, too. So make sure you guys go catch that video as well. But, yes. Chow, ain't that a mess? Let me call Larry Reed. Is Larry up? Let me call Larry Reed. Let me see if Larry's up. Larry may not answer. Larry? I got you on speaker, and we on live, so don't get mad.
Okay, what's up?
You sleep, Larry?
I can talk. What's going on, man?
So, I'm being messy right now, but you are on air. The thing is, did you see Tasha K's breakdown?
Yep.
So what did you think about that?
I don't think that there's a lot of things going on with her, but what I think is what she was saying, I don't know if it's aligned with her intention, and I don't know if it is real.
But however, let me ask you this, from a spiritual standpoint, and honestly, just from a human being standpoint, take the dragon out and take the messy out. I think that she's really mentally ill. To get up here, that's just like Levantre or you going to Levantre and saying, like, you know what, everything we have going on, whatever, 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 I love you. Who's going to teach me how to be a better man? Like, ain't that crazy? You know what I mean? Like, why would she tell Cardi B, who's going to teach me to be a better person and I love you? Ain't that crazy?
That's mental illness is often there, but I don't believe anything Tasha says and does. I just seen her go from the left to the right so much and just switch and change. I don't believe that she does. However, in the video, there's a lot of dark energy. Talk to Storm.
I just talked to Storm. I just hung up on him. I think I'm going to call TS next, but TS might not be up. She might not want me to do that. I'll be to call them
all right.
But, yeah, okay, bye. Let me text TS and see if she up. TS. Hold on. Let me see if TS is up. Hold on. But no, I don't want to. TS might be sleep, child. She probably not going to want to play these games with me. They talking about TS won't answer. Let me see. But I can't call TS on here because TS, she going to get mad. Hold on. Let me see if she'll, I'm going to turn the mic down. Hold on. Okay, hold on. Okay, so I'm going to call TS. Let me see if she's going to answer. She's, like, literally on vacation right now. So we'll see. Let's see. Hold on. Let's see. Hold on. Hold on, T.S. I got to put it on the thing because it's not on there. Hold on. Okay, so we are here now. Hello? T.S. Girl, hello?
Hey.
Hey. Hey,
how are you doing?
How are you?
Oh, girl, I'm feeling so cozy. You know, I just had my wonderful birthday.
I know.
My birthday was Sunday. Oh, God, it's just amazing to be alive and being so many things. I'm so excited for a film by Beyonce. Did you hear me in the commercial? Wow. So amazing. How are you?
Girl, first of all, did you get that picture I sent you from, like, 2014? Girl, like, it was just great. So I mentioned you today. Again, like, outside of what I'm calling you for, yeah, because somebody, we're talking about Tasha K right now. But before we get into that, somebody called
me. Is she still amongst us?
Yes, I'm going to give you the tea. But somebody called and asked, was I jealous of Tasha K? And I told her, no, being jealous of Tasha K would be like being jealous of you. I could never be jealous of people that I look up to. And I explained the story about you and I, how I would never be jealous of you because you were literally on my vision board, Madison. I look up to you. I still do. So anything you do, I'm happy for because I want to follow
in your
footsteps. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, and I encourage you to be great all the time. I encourage you to do that because I see you have such great potential.
Yeah.
Now, I don't agree with everything you've got, damn dude.
Yeah.
But
And wouldn't you agree that, you know, it's best not to always be the smartest, the most followers, the most money in the room. That's how you learn. So if I was the end all, I love that you are bigger than me because I learn from you daily every time we talk. So I'm never jealous of people that I look up to. So I brought you up today. So anyway, but you know, that's always been a part of my story. You really kind of got me started. It's no shade, but so I'll say, so Tasha,
that just made me feel good.
You know that's the truth, girl. You know that's the truth.
I know, but it still makes me feel good, though, you know, because it makes me feel somewhat important.
Bitch, you already know that's the truth, girl. So anyway.
I know.
So anyway, Tasha K, I was calling to see if you've seen it, but girl, clearly you're just so booked and busy, you missed it. So Tasha K, I'm convinced, Madison, and it's not even me being funny and me being reading. You know me. I'm keeping it 100. I think she's crazy. I think she's mentally ill. So she went online and she was crying and breaking down and talking about how her mother was dying, trying to kill herself on drugs. And as she talked about your mama, that's why I was on her ass. She said a man was.
Wait a minute. Now, what did she say about my mom?
Well, she didn't talk about your mom recently. She didn't say nothing about your mom.
Oh, okay.
What I'm saying is she talked about your mom and that's why you went off on her. But what I'm saying is she went on this tirade about how her mom pretty much wasn't there for her and how her mom was drugged out on pills and liquor, passing out on the table while a man was naked with his dick out that was molesting her in the bed. And her mom tried to kill herself and that had tormented and tortured her. And this is why she's the way that she is now. And she started crying and doing all this and somehow parlayed that into Cardi B's birthday. Right, exactly. So that's when I got involved. So then it turned into all of this.
This is bananas.
Right, listen. So wait. So then she goes and says, she sends Cardi B a DM and asks all her friends, all her fans to be supportive and sends Cardi B a DM. I want to know if she sent you the same DM, would you respond the same or would you respond all? She sent Cardi B a DM because Cardi B says she wanted to pull a, bullet in her head. I'm sure you saw that on the blogs. So
what?
So Cardi B.
I've been disconnected. I'm
okay,
sorry.
So Cardi B went on Twitter and said she wanted to kill herself and put a bullet through her own head. Okay, a few days ago.
Wow.
Yes. So that was a whole thing. On Twitter, blah, 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 blah. And Cardi B told some of her fans to kill themselves, blah, 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 blah. Tasha K goes and sends Cardi B a message and says, Cardi B, don't kill yourself. If you kill yourself, who the fuck is going to raise me or teach me to be a better person? Then she said, Cardi B, there's a lot of kids that love you. And Cardi B, I love you too.
Oh. my God. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Wait. Oh, wait a minute. Wait. Here's my thing. Here's the thing for me, right? I personally think that the woman is, she's really, really trying to be funny, you know. I do think that.
But
she's
she was hard
to be funny.
Crying, though, Tia. She was hard crying.
Well, that show, that, those are signs of schizophrenia and, you know, bipolar disorder. And, you know, those are signs of those are classes, you know. And, you know, there's things that she's filled with a lot of trauma, you know. I remember when that night when you called me and told me that she had called you to try to get you to spray me.
Yes, she did.
She told me that she was pacing the floor, like she was just pacing the floor, you know. And I'm like, lady, I've never done anything to you. Like, ma'am,
Hold on, bitch, because I'm off this edible. Bitch, you tried to, you ain't never told me that part where she told you she was pacing the floor.
Well, she said she was pacing the floor, like going back and forth over the floor, you know,
The bitch is going pacing the floor and the mama head going up and down on the plate because she tried
girl, like pacing the floor, like she, and I was like, ma'am, I need to ask you this question. And I said this to her. I need to ask you this question. Anytime that you've ever asked me to come do your podcast or whatever, I went over, got in my car, used gas, drove where you were. We've never had any altercation. I sat on the show. You asked me questions. I answered your questions. I didn't talk about our mom because I sat there and in the moment of us talking about it, I was not getting into that.
And I used to read you for going over there.
You did.
I read you. I read Larry. I read all of you motherfuckers.
Yeah, you did. But, I mean, here's the thing. I said to her, I've never done anything to you. So what's wrong? Like, what do you feel that I've done to you? And I think, honestly, in all honesty, I think that she really can't help it. Because after I left there, and those were her intentions, was to call you, to tell you to, oh, I want you to go wear TS out. I'm like, but. Ma'am, I've never done it. I sat there. You asked me questions. We laughed and talked. I got wine. We left. Nothing. I've never done anything to you, lady. So what is the reason that you call this boy? You want this boy to terrorize me? You want this? You know, what is it? She says, you know what, T.S.? I'm walking around this floor, and I'm just trying to figure out, like, I don't know, like, I'll be up and down. And I'm like, maybe it's demons or something that she, maybe it's some demon, something that rides her and tell her, do it. Maybe it's like a word in her ear, do it.
I'm going to give you the tea from a spiritual standpoint, because you know what I, you know me.
Okay.
Yeah. So what I really
Come
think
on.
It is. Honestly, this is going to wow you. I think she wants Cardi B to be her mother.
Wow.
The reason why I got that, because through all the hoops.
Do you think that she...
But listen, hear me out.
Do you think that she wants me to be her father?
Oh, shit.
Because I'm trying to figure out what was the reason there was a cartwheel and a backflip on me. Like, why have you been so washy with me? Like, bitch, what's wrong? Is it because you see the great relationship that I have with my mother?
Let's put a pause in that. Yes, because she broke down and she talked about how the fathers were molesting and raping her, and I'm not even being funny right now.
Wow.
She said her mom didn't know, but then one day she looked up to go try to find her mom. The man was naked with his dick out, and the mom was drugged out on the table, like off of some gin and some Seagram's gin and some pills. And long story short, the mom had to go to the hospital. She didn't see the mom for a week. The mom then ended up fleeing off to the military. The aunt had to take care of her. The mom was never there for her until now. Fast forward, she always mentions Cardi B, and what she said was, well, Cardi B is the type of person, like, you know, this whole, like, skit or this whole caricature that she playing is not really her. Cardi B's different as a mother, you know, things like that. And then now I'm taking in consideration what she said about your mother. So in my mind, that tells me that, oh, you know, Cardi B will crash out over her mom. You know, T.S. Madison will crash out over her mom. You know, people will crash out over their mom. But the thing is with Cardi B that makes it different from everybody else, Cardi B will crash out over her kids. I mean, Cardi B crashed through a fucking shoe at Nicki Minaj for her daughter. All of these things, right? And so now Tasha K, Cardi B crashes out so far that now Tasha K, she is taking you to court. And she is now, you are completely linked in with Cardi B forever, but she never left your side like your mother did. She's holding on to you and dragging you through the mud. And that's why you would message her and say, you know what? Who's going to teach me to be a better banking that she gave you like your mother should have, dragging you through court for $4 million and taking your privileges away from you like your live streaming, your coins, your home, your livelihood, your baby.
Wow, wow, wow.
She punished
you. In the words of Armand Wiggins,
she punished
you. Wow, wow, wow.
She punished you like your mother, and you won't let it go because no matter what, you've never felt loved by your mother, and the Cardi B is making you feel like a mother because you've seen how she fights for her daughter, and you wish that your motherfucking mother would have fought for you when those men were raping you.
Wow.
Like Cardi B fought for her daughter, and now you're obsessed with her.
Wow. You know, it's definitely a lot of deep-rooted
and she hates
trauma.
You because you're supposed to be a tranny, a man, a chick with a dick, and your mother still loves you. And
that's
her
right.
mother hated her.
Oh. And that's why.
And she's
when
supposed
I was
to be a
her,
girl. And she and her mother was a drug addict, a crackhead, trying to kill herself and let men rape her. But you, tranny, your mother loves you. I hate you, faggot.
Right. Right.
I hate
and that's
you,
why
faggot.
When I was, that's why when I walked her like a dog, I didn't say a word about her mother because I knew that it wasn't
that's
about her.
That's what it is.
That's why I didn't say a word about her mother because I knew that it wouldn't have bothered her like that. I went after her motherhood, bitch, and I wasn't reading that whole off of the playing fields of who it was gonna. Offend. I don't give a fuck about who it offends, bitch. I know how to hit a hoe where it hurt.
Yeah,
bitch.
But see, the thing is, you know, your mom's not supposed to love you because you're supposed to be in their eyes different, a freak of this and that and the third. You're
right.
not normal. But
correct.
The fact is, so now let's tear her down. Nah, bitch, you don't tear my mama down because your mama left you,
bitch.
You know, and I'm not even going to be in that space and wear her out right now because, you know, I'm not even on that. Like, I'm very happy. Like,
yes,
I'm
so
happy.
I won't hold
and so
you
blessed.
That.
But I will say I weep for her children.
Yeah.
Not just because they have football heads like, hey, Arnold. I weep for her children because they have been inflicted with the traumas that was inflicted to her from her mother. Wow.
And I want to say, and I want to give you this and on here, TS, because you get a lot of flack, but you coach me through a lot of shit. I know I don't have a mentor, but bitch, you're the closest thing I have to a mentor. And I want to say, we got like 4,000 people on here. I just want to say, TS, like, girl, I love you. And I see that you stand. And I love that any chance you get for our community, even the black women, you always have taught me to kind of choose my words wisely. You don't get enough credit for that at times, but I want people to know, even my audience to know, you are not a hater of black women. You're not a hater of gay people.
No.
You support everybody. And I know that there's a narrative that people try to put out there on you, but you make a cognizant effort to be inclusive to everybody, but you also still live in your truth. And you, but I know for sure that you don't be trying to make enemies out here like that. So
no, at
I
all.
Want to put
and
that
you
out
know
there.
That even, and listen, I love you for saying that to your audience. And you know that for real.
I know that
like,
for
you
real.
You know, even when we have our conversation, all women, here we go. Right after this happened, it took us. I was like, every time I say something, you know, you guys dissect my words the wrong way. But then when the shit hits the fan, I say, hey, I'm telling you, I go on national television on Tamron Hall show, and I sit here and I say, these are things that are happening in our community as people of color. And you motherfuckers sit over here and try to fight to demonize me because I am a chick with a dick. But my words rang true. We have to end it all. All of it.
Yes.
Tasha K, I'm praying for you, girl. Forgive your mama. I actually liked her mom. I met her mom.
Oh, you did?
I liked her mom. Yeah, I did. Her mom came to my house. Yes.
Oh, wow. Well, she said her mom is back now, but it traumatized her. All of that traumatized her. So.
Girl, forgive your mama, Tasha. Forgive your mama.
All right, T.S., I'm going to let you go.
All right, baby. Call
love
me after all
you.
This stuff.
Okay, I'll call you.
I love you, too.
Love you,
okay,
too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, girl. So we're going to get out of here because the stream is cutting up. They're reporting the stream. I love you all. T.S. Madison. Oh, Larry Reed sent a $100 super chat. Larry. Oh, and oh, yes. Deposit your check. Yes. Come on. We're just going to listen to all the records tonight. Period. Okay. Oh, they said they want to hear show me, show me, show me, show me, show me. Okay. But y'all can stream it all over your social media. I love you all. And stream all my songs. We'll be back with some more legendary shows. I love you all. And until next time, keep that same energy. And we'll see you soon. All right. Love you. Bye.